Do you know someone who's had cancer and you just felt like the support they received wasn't really there? Or you didn't know where to find support for your loved one who had cancer? Well, I'm Judy Rudlick, and today we're going to talk with Beth Wilmus, and she is the founder and the executive director of Faith Through Fire, which is a new St. Louis not-for-profit organization. And we're going to talk to her today because her mission is to address the practical and emotional and spiritual needs of women during their after breast cancer treatment. So this is really a needed service, and I'm so glad, Beth, that you came to talk to us about that today.
Well, thank you for having me, Judy. I really appreciate it.
Give us some detail about what your vision is for your organization.
Yeah, so I created this organization after I was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 years ago at the age of 35, when I had a 6, a 4, and a 1-year-old.
Six, four, and one.
Yeah, and it was very difficult, I'm not going to lie, but I was very blessed to have a lot of support and resources during the ordeal, and that looked a lot of different ways, but just for example, I had a fellow young survivor who had been through everything I had to do, a mastectomy, chemo, radiation. She offered to mentor me through the process.
What a blessing.
Yeah, it made such a difference. And I had a friend who was an oncologist who could validate my treatment plan. And at the time, I was part of an organization called Bible Study Fellowship International. And when my group leader, Fran, found out about my diagnosis, she just prayed me through, which was probably the biggest part of the healing process for me. And so research actually continues to demonstrate that cancer patients exposed to additional resources and supports during and after treatment suffer less anxiety and have a higher quality of life than those that aren't. And because of this, most providers agree that psychosocial support needs to become an integral part of quality cancer care for all women. The problem is that in the current medical climate, it is really difficult for a provider to sit down and uncover what each patient's psychosocial need is and then refer them to an appropriate source of support. And this is why I created Faith Through Fire, to be a comprehensive referral site that patients or providers can direct people to, and patients can find all the practical, emotional, and spiritual supports that are already available in the St. Louis metro area to help them during and after treatment.
Faith Through Fire. What a great title. How did you come up with that title?
Based off personal experience, Judy.
You went through the fire and you had to trust God, right?
I did. I really did. And I had put my faith in God before the diagnosis, but as many survivors will tell you, it's through cancer that he really draws you close and you have the most unbelievable spiritual experiences. So, faith through fire.
If there are some patients or some survivors out there today and they really need that support, how can Faith Through Fire help them now?
Sure. Well, I would encourage them to go to the website, faiththroughfire.org. On there, they're going to see that we offer a peer mentorship program where we match survivors with newly diagnosed patients. And it's done primarily through text messaging to be low maintenance and unobtrusive. We have partnered with all of the area cancer nonprofits that are offering services to patients. So they can see everything that St. Louis has to offer in one
space. Oh, really? That's wonderful.
Yeah. There, and, you know, a lot of people aren't aware, but there can be barriers to care, such as transportation or food or things of that nature that can prevent patients from getting the care that they need. And so what we wanted to do was allow them to see everything that's available to help them in one easily accessible place. So they'll be able to see that on the site. We have partnered with physicians independent of affiliation who are doing good work to improve quality of life for patients in key areas that are important to breast cancer patients, like emotional well-being, lymphedema, sexual dysfunction, and infertility. So they'll see those resources. And finally, patients will see that we're partnering with churches in St. Charles and St. Louis, as well as inspiring individuals to provide them with messages of hope and spiritual care on the site.
Wonderful. Faith Through Fire. Beth Wilmus is my guest. If you think of an experience that you really had to trust God in as you were going through cancer, and God just showed up and gave you the hope and encouragement that you need to continue on, could you share that experience with us?
I think that every cancer patient comes to this crossroads where they really have to determine what is it that they believe. And I was no different. And so I just remember in those early stages of diagnosis when you were the most scared. I mean, you're really terrified. You don't know what the future holds. I was, terrified I was going to leave my kids without their mother. And, you really just kind of hit your knees. And I remember just having that moment that said, this is where the rubber hits the road. What is it that you truly believe? Do you believe that the Lord has you in this situation? Do you believe that He knows, you know, that His ways are not your ways, and do you trust Him? And I just remember the moment I was sitting on the couch with my kids watching a movie, trying to just stay in the present moment, thinking these thoughts, and I realized that I did, that I trusted the Lord with my circumstances wherever they led, and that that He loved me and that He cared for me and that He was going to walk with me in this no matter what it looked like. And the moment that I had that thought, I just had the most unbelievable peace just come over my body, head to toe, and I could just feel in my soul that the Lord was with me. And from that moment on, He was by my side every second of every day, and I felt an extreme peace throughout the duration of my treatment. So that was a moment that stood out to me.
What do you tell a mom, Beth, whose children might be your children's ages? What tips do you give her concerning her children and how to help them through?
Well, I think first of all, she'll find some resources on the site that will help her children specifically in dealing with the diagnosis and the treatment plan. But what I'd like to encourage moms to consider is that this is an opportunity. It's a very difficult circumstance, but this is also an opportunity to be on fire for the Lord and to show an example of what it looks like to have faith in difficult circumstances. I think that as a society, we have been so conditioned to believe that bad things aren't supposed to happen or can't happen to us, that when they do, we're surprised. And so for myself and for other moms, I think there's a real opportunity to kind of say to kids, yes, this is not what we wanted, and yes, it is upsetting, but this is also an opportunity to honor the Lord, and He's going to walk with us in this, and we're going to be faithful. And so I just I would encourage them to use this, not waste this difficulty, and use it to grow their children's faith.
Beth, how about your husband? What challenges did he face as you guys were going through this fiery ordeal?
Sure. Well, my husband and I actually met in high school, if you can believe
that. High school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts. We went through high school and college together. So I have known him since I was 17 years old. And so for that reason, I feel like we've grown up together, and we've been very blessed because we've grown together and grown stronger over that time. And a cancer diagnosis is challenging for a marriage, no doubt about it. I remember clearly the day that I got the call from my doctor and was told that I had cancer. My husband works out of the house, and he was happened to be coming down the steps to refill his coffee cup, and I had just hung up the phone, and I just remember looking at him and saying, "Gary, I have cancer." And he just, the look on his face, I will never forget it, and he just said, "No," and I said, "Yeah." And I remember at that time, we both just dropped and sat on the steps of our stairs and just cried and went into shock. And just, I remember that it was probably about 20 minutes before we had to go pick up our kids from school. And so that was kind of the start of our journey. And so, yes, it is difficult. And, you know, while I was going through treatment, he became Mr. Mom. He took care of the kids. He was, you know, making all their meals. He was taking them to all their activities. He was keeping them entertained on the days when I couldn't get out of bed. He was coordinating care. He was going to doctor's appointments. And it was very difficult on him. And I have to tell you that he was amazing. He was amazing. He was an amazing husband. He was an amazing caregiver. He was an amazing father during that time. And again, it's difficult, but we used it as an opportunity to draw close to each other and to make our marriage stronger. And that's really what it's done. It's really made us appreciate every moment. It's made us aware of how quickly things can change. It's given us a compassion for people that we wouldn't have had otherwise. And so that's something that we now share along with all the other experiences that we've shared. So
awesome.
I'm very grateful to have the marriage that I have and the husband that I have.
Faith Through Fire. Beth Wilmus is my guest. She is the founder and executive director of this ministry, Faith Through Fire. New in St. Louis. You can get more information on Faith on Fire website.
You can go to our website, faiththroughfire.org.
Well, Beth, it's been a joy to have you on Encounter today. If you would like to listen to this broadcast again, you can go to my website at judyredlich.com/radio and pick it out and listen to it. There's some other shows out there. And if you'd like to email me, if you have an idea for a show, you can email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.